Well, continuing my observations on the vacation we had in Las Vegas, I covered the flight, the companies, the airlines, service and customs, and went on to cover the weather. And I can't remember if I covered anything else, but I'm sure I didn't cover this. And that is programs for your holidays. So I want to do this before I go into the actual hotels and what you'll find over there, what to avoid. So I looked into programs that would organise the vacation for us all, or for us going, so it would involve being able to view the flights and the details and everything associated with the holiday. And so I eventually plumped for an app called Flight Plus. This is actually, in my mind, this is a great app. It's excellent. I mean, the detail, the quality of the whole app, in my mind, is excellent. And then you can link that to another app called TripIt. Probably some people listening to this will already know about TripIt, where that then links to, say, the Flight Plus program that I'm using as the main program for the vacation. The TripIt can patch in all your details and can look for relevant details. If you get, say, a confirmation email from your holiday company, it can patch that into the flight, and it just becomes like a two-piece system, as it were. So I played around with Flight Plus long before I went on holiday. You can actually look at live updates, actually real-time updates, at the airport you're looking at. So say in our case we're going from Manchester, I could actually go to Manchester Airport and look straight at the terminal boards, departures and incoming. As they are updated there, they are updated on Flight Plus, just like watching the real thing. It's great. And the details that you get in Flight Plus is excellent. It can tell you all about every flight that leaves from any airport. It covers the majority of them in the world. I'm not saying it covers them all, but it covers a vast amount. It will show you the flight paths, it will tell you the flight numbers, it will tell you everything to do. You can look at the details of every plane that's used at the airport, and even flight times, distances. It is, to me, is an incredible app. And part of that app was that while you were flying, if you tell it immediately your flight's taking off, then it will track that. It's like a cursor bar on the bottom of the screen, and that bar, like in a media player, will tell you the total distance you've, and time that you've now covered, how long and how far you have still to go. And also within that, with Flight Plus, when you're flying over a country, it will actually give you live information about the area you're flying over. So in theory, if you're flying over, say, let's say Pennsylvania, for example, it will give you highlighted details about the area, pictures, masses of information relating to the area you're actually flying over. And it just seems such an incredible program, an incredible app. And I kind of fell in love with it. I played about with it so much, and including annoying my wife and my in-laws, mildly, I have to say. More so my wife, because I kept referring to my iPad and doing things with it, Flight Plus and Tripit. And so, in theory, it's a brilliant app. And here's the downside of all of this is that the flight information, in other words, your tracking and the info, country by country or area by area that you're flying over, is really only within the States. I found that out, that it only applies to the States, United States of America, that is, not to the UK and not to many other countries. It's to be Flight Plus is to be expanded to cover other, but at the moment, what covers that? And then that leads to the other problem, that is when you're on an airplane, you have to be in airplane mode. There is no Wi-Fi on an airplane, there is no means of contacting satellites to update, and because you're roaming to another country and I have to put mine off because of charges, obviously the charge would be horrendous, then even if you could come out of airplane mode and patch into satellites to update the whole system, then you're going to be liable, or I would have been liable to hefty charges, even though I had 2 gigabytes of data on my iPad. It would have been probably horrendous. But I have to say that what I did do during the flight, when I realised what was happening, that I did actually activate, come out of airplane mode, and did activate the 3G, and I did look, and I couldn't get anything whatsoever. I couldn't get a signal for anything. And when I looked around about me during that lengthy flight, I noticed so many people of all ages, and they were doing other things with their iPad, playing games, playing Sudoku, doing art, reading books, probably, for example, Kindle books that they've downloaded before the flight, because they have no access to all of that system. And even when we were crossing across the States, it was exactly the same. I didn't actually see anybody as I wandered up and down the aisleways. Actually doing, I was trying to see what people were doing. I was actually talking to several people and asked them, and they said the same thing, and that there was no means of access. And so the Flight Plus app that I had, there's only one app I had. There's many, many out there. But how do you work with this? You go ahead and purchase an app, or it may be a free one, and you set it up, and you can't use it. There's no signal, you can't use it on the aeroplanes, there's nothing can be updated, there's nothing you can get in. I'm just not sure how this all works. Maybe it works, for example, I don't know if it can work interstate and say in the States, if you'd be able to go on a plane, you're on TNT, AT&T for example, that might cover you right through the American States, I'm not quite sure, and that you would get a signal, but I didn't come across anybody who even said they could get a signal within the aeroplanes while they were travelling, you know, when they were out of aeroplane mode. Which all seems very, very strange, doesn't it? So in other words, what I'm trying to say is that even with what seemed to me a fantastic app, and I have stopped been playing with it since I come home because I want to try and find out, and I'm doing some search on the internet to find out why I couldn't use it, what's the functionality, what's the point of having things like this if you can't get access to 3G or Wi-Fi. Basically it becomes redundant, and TripIt was exactly the same. So that's my take on flight apps for vacations. And I mean, TripIt can involve your vacations right through a year, for example, or longer. If you're doing many journeys, it's particularly targeted at businessmen, for example, that are travelling all over regular flights, or people could take regular flight holidays. It doesn't need to be a flight, you can actually do it with anything, but I'm just talking about flights. But for me, it didn't work. I couldn't get it to work, and I just couldn't understand how it was going to work if you can't get access to signals. So that's something to think about if you do decide to be doing that road, or maybe if you know different, if you know a workaround on that, how can it be done? Can you actually get signals? I don't know, I couldn't get it anywhere. And the people I spoke to were just using terminal software on their iPads or on their phones. So very, very strange to have something that you can't actually use once you're on board an aeroplane and in the air. So I'd be intrigued to hear if anyone knows, have I been doing something wrong, or they're doing something wrong. I just don't know how you could possibly do it. And then, as I said, it makes up the whole setup that you have established before you leave on your flight. Kind of redundant until you land again, and then if you can afford to take a signal, pay for 3G or whatever when you're on holiday, and update it. But then by that time your flight's over and most of the functionality's gone anyway, so I just don't understand the whole thing. I'm going to have to delve further into searching for answers, but if anyone here listening to this audio who knows how it all works or how it can be made to work, then I'd be truly grateful for any information you can give me, and of course that would probably possibly help others who'd be also just as intrigued or interested to find out. I'll take this on further now to Wi-Fi, available Wi-Fi, which I spoke about in length in an audio booth before I went on holiday, and I was given assistance by some of my followers. In my hotel, I was in the Imperial Palace, which is basically just across the road from Caesar's Palace on the Strip. And there is Wi-Fi. You pay for it. It was $5.99 for, I think, an hour, or $9.99 for a day. Something like that. Or 4 hours, was it? I can't remember. But no matter, I worked the whole thing out. And apart from the fact that the Wi-Fi was incredibly poor, I mean, the signal on my iPhone was so weak that it wouldn't have been justified even at those prices, so I just ignored that. What I found was that there are places... I actually found a website before I went on holiday that... this one was actually dedicated to Las Vegas, and it was Wi-Fi, where you can find Wi-Fi, and it was one of those... what's the expression I'm looking for now? The commons, what's that expression? For internet, not free commons. Probably know what I'm talking about. Where you can actually go back in and you can go onto the website and say, well, look, I found Wi-Fi that works great and it's in this place or this bar or club. So anyway, on this trip, the only place you will pick up Wi-Fi regularly is in some of the big hotels. There's one area within Caesar's Palace I found, right, it's a kind of a central, one of the central areas that's in Caesar's Palace, and it's right next to H&M, the fashion store, and the Wi-Fi there is brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and totally free. You can patch in immediately, and it is really rapid. And what I found is people talk about Starbucks. Well, to be honest with you, Starbucks, if you went to Starbucks, yes, you have to ask for a passcode. I found that McDonald's was exactly the same, so you could purchase something. You can be really flying, and you can just grab a beaker of McDonald's or Starbucks coffee that's been left on a table and walk over and ask for the passcode, making out you have just purchased a drink, a coffee. I know it's cheating, but to be honest with you, I found it just too cumbersome and I didn't want to go down that road. So, but I did find that as you wander along, all of a sudden if you have your phone set to vibrate and silent, as I did, because I mean it's not fair on my fellow holidaymakers, my wife, for my phone to go off telling me there's email came in or text coming. And so I found that my phone would suddenly vibrate in my pocket. To check it and see that my emails are coming. I would look round about to see where I was, to see where the Wi-Fi was coming from. And I found that there were many, many places that you could get Wi-Fi. I can't remember them all now. In the Wynn, there's an area within the Wynn. There's an area within, or at least one area within the Wynn. There's another area within the Venetian. And there's areas all over the place. You suddenly just come across them, and I would say that the secret there is, if you're going across to Las Vegas, is just put your phone in silent, but leave it accessible for email. Because if that can only, and it can only be accessed by Wi-Fi, of course, you're going to set your data roaming off, you're going to set your cellular network off. All you're looking for is Wi-Fi, so there'll be no charges. And if you do that and set your phone to vibrate, you'll suddenly get that sensation wherever your phone is on your body, telling you you've just picked up Wi-Fi and it's just dragged in or sent emails. I found it great. Even some of the areas I found that I had pictures in that had been tried to be sent, they were in the outbox, and so they were sent as drafts, and all of a sudden the phone would vibrate, I'd take it out, and photo emails, which were fairly large, I just went within seconds, and it pulled in maybe 10 or 12 emails. So I found it very good. So wherever you get it, you tend to find it. It's very, very good. In my hotel, as I said, it was absolutely rubbish and certainly not worth paying that kind of money for. I don't know what the charges were in other hotels, but if you do what I say with your phone, you'll find it. And all I tended to do was say to the party that I was with, look, give me a minute and I'll catch you up. And they just went and done their own thing anyway. Sometimes, occasionally, my brother-in-law would hang with me because the girls were saying, well, we're just going to this store, we're just going to that. And you'd say, I'll stay with Mac, and we just catch you up. And so it tended to work really, really good. And so if that's a real big tip, probably the best tip I can possibly give you regarding getting data in and out of your device over Las Vegas. I think that's enough. I can't think of anything else to say. So I hope that was of some useful information to anybody or anyone thinking about going over there. So I'll leave it at that. Bye for now.